I was the first to arrive at the door of Leonard's Saddle Shop, and looking through the glass, I saw a big friendly gas stove over near the south wall. It was cold outside on the street, very cold. Even though I was accustomed to roughing it, sleeping in the snow, taking the very worst that nature could throw at me, and laughing it off as though it were, I was not unmindful of just how pleasant life in front of a gas stove could be. Of course, there's a price to pay for all these luxuries. I was aware of that, too. A dog can get used to the easy life, and it can sure ruin him for the... But on the other hand, there was a nice, friendly stove, and... What the heck, when Slim pushed open the door, ringing the cowbell that hung above it, I squirted through his legs and made a dash for the stove. Drover was only a few steps behind me. We curled up in front of the stove and showed, through our actions and outward signs, that we would be models of good behavior, if only we could stay inside by the stove. Leonard, the guy who ran the place, was back in the shop, driving wooden pegs into the sole of a boot. He looked at me and Drover over the tops of his glasses. Then he turned to Slim and smiled.
Well, looky here what walked into my store. One broke cowboy, two fine ranch dogs, and an urchin child. And I'll bet the four of you couldn't scrape together the price of a cup of coffee. I might as well lock up the door and close up for the holidays.
Leonard, I'll throw them dogs outside if you don't want them in here. Leonard laid down his hammer, wiped his hands on his apron, and came out to the counter.
No, they're fine. I never wanted to work in a place where a dog wasn't welcome. If it ever comes to that, I'll close the doors and go back to cowboying. Besides, them's bound to be high-dollar cow dogs.
I whapped my tail against the wood floor. Leonard was a pretty sharp judge of dogs. I could see that right away. Slim laughed.
They eat high dollar, but they work low peso. Old Hank there just got me whooped on the street by a mad old woman.
He told a story about the poodle, and Leonard got a big kick out of that. Then Slim told him the story about running into the buzzard, and Leonard doubled up and slapped his knees.
Say, Slim, you just about gone through your good luck and started on the bad, sounds to me like.
And I've still got to buy Christmas presents for two ladies, and I'll just be darned if I know what to get. I prowled around in Foxy's and didn't see one thing that didn't cost too much, embarrass me to ask about, or need a size. And I'm running out of time.
Leonard's eyebrows rose. He licked his lips.
Yeah, got any money?
Oh, sure. I just drawed my 2 weeks' wages.
Uh-huh. Well, now this is your lucky day, and you have come to the right place.
What do you mean?
Leonard hitched up his pants and laid his hand on Slim's shoulder.
You have stumbled into the store that is famous for its Christmas gifts for ladies.
Aw, heck.
It's true, honest, cross my heart. I wouldn't fib to an old cowboy friend. Just tell me who you're buying for.
Well, Miss Viola and Sally Mae, but...
Perfect. Would you believe that this very week, those same two ladies, and I mean both of them, were in this very store?
Slim reached under his hat and scratched his head.
Well, it don't sound exactly...
Yes, sir, in this very store, just gushing over all my beautiful stuff and wishing they had some of it.
Well, I'll be darned. Like what?
Well, let me think here.
Leonard tugged on his chin and looked up at the ceiling.
It was Monday that Viola come in here, and what was she looking at? Yes. She was looking at these five-buckle overshoes right over here, Slim. You'll love these overshoes. Just got them in new shipment, and they've been selling like crazy, and mostly to the ladies.
I wouldn't have thought. He led Slim over to the overshoe department and pushed one into his hands.
Now, Slim, that is an overshoe. Look at them buckles. Good rubber, tough, you won't wear out that boot.
Slim looked it over and nodded his head. That's a good overshoe, all right, but somehow this is for Christmas, Leonard. Leonard stared at him.
You don't think Viola would be surprised and delighted and as pleased as Punch if you gave her this great pair of overshoes?
Well, to be truthful about it,
and she'll never know about the special deal I'm gonna make you.
What special deal?
Our special cowboy Christmas deal. Now, come on over here.
Leonard took him by the arm and led him over to the bridle reins.
As I recall, Sally Mae was looking pretty serious at these new bridle reins. Look how thick they are. Son, those are bridle reins. 6 foot long, cut out of the center of the hide. Nothing cheap about these. Take them in your hands and feel of them.
Slim took hold of them and nodded his head. Good reins, all right, but Leonard, she don't have too much chance to ride these days now that she's had that baby. Leonard raised his finger in the air.
That's right, she said that, I remember now, and that's when she moved over. Come on over here, let me show you what else she was looking at.
He took a long yellow rein slicker off a peg and held it out.
Slim, I thought that woman was going to carry this off, she was so crazy about it.
A slicker? What in the world would she...
Hey, she helps with the ranch work. She's got chickens to feed and eggs to gather and children to chase all over the ranch. Would you want that poor, honest, hard-working mother to go out into a storm without a decent slicker?
Well,
of course not. And once again, she'll never know what a great price I gave you, or...
Leonard dropped his voice and glanced over his shoulder.
Or... that I sweetened the deal by throwing in a pair of boots for you.
Slim's expression changed all of a sudden. A pair of boots, huh?
Slim, how long has it been since you bought yourself a new pair of boots?
Well, let's see.
And I'm not talking about those old rough bullhide work boots. I'm talking about a real pair of boots, the kind that every cowboy dreams about. Years, right? Maybe never. Okay, step right over here.
Now, Leonard, you're moving kind of fast for me, and... Leonard picked up a new boot and held it up.
Slim, this is the boot you've always dreamed of owning but never allowed yourself to buy because, well, you're kind of cheap and your really fine boots do cost a little money, but are they worth it? You bet your life they're worth it. This boot was made for you, Slim. Look at it. Feast your eyes on it. That's genuine elephant ear. Tough? You can't wear it out. And it's got the toe you like and you're kind of heel.
Well, it is.
Let's see, you wear a 10D, right?
9.5B, I think.
You'll want a 10D in this boot. Here, slip it on.
He pushed Slim into a chair and pulled off his right boot.
Whoa, mercy, son. Something has crawled up and died inside your boot. See, that's what happens when you wear your boots too long. They get to stinking, and it's time for a new pair. Stand up. How does that feel?
Well,
didn't I tell you that would be the best wearing boot you ever stuck your foot into? Slip on that other one and walk around. I want you to be sure that they're perfect for you.
Well, it does feel pretty good, and I guess... Slim pulled on the other boot and walked around in front of the mirror. While he was doing that, Leonard scratched some numbers down on a piece of paper.
What do you think now?
I like them, I sure do. Leonard flashed a smile.
I thought you would. Now, Slim, them boots list for $400.
Holy cow, get me out of these things.
But I promised you a special deal, right?
It'd have to be real special.
We're talking about a package deal. Overshoes, slicker, and boots. No more shopping around for the ladies. You can head back to the ranch and take care of that wounded buzzard. Ha! How much is that check for?
Well, I don't know. I didn't look. Slim rummaged through his shirt pocket until he found the check. $237.58. That's with the Social Security taken out. Leonard's face went blank.
$237.58? Whoa! There's no way that I can let all that stuff leave my store for that price.
Slim shrugged and started to pull off the boots.
But we can sure set up the balance on monthly payments.
Uh-uh. Me and monthly payments don't get along. Leonard threw his hands up and shook his head.
All right, okay, keep the dadgum boots. Take it all. It's Christmas, and what the heck, a deal's a deal. Endorse that check and get out of here before I break down and cry.
Leonard watched while Slim wrote his name on the back of the check. Then he snatched it away.
Now, Slim, if you ever tell my wife or my banker I did this, I'll have to call you a liar.
Well,
here's your stuff.
Leonard boxed up Slim's old boots and pitched him the box. Then he added the overshoes and slicker to the pile in his arms.
You're a shrewd man, Slim, too shrewd for me. It's a good thing you don't come in here more often. I'd be out of business.
Actually, I wanted to look at your ropes.
Ropes? You got any money left?
No, you got it all.
Son, you don't need a rope. It would just get you into trouble.
He began easing Slim towards the door.
Besides, you need to get along home and take care of that wounded buzzard. Ha! That was a great story, and I'm going to close the shop and start the holiday.
He opened the door.
Merry Christmas, you old rascal.
Merry Christmas, Leonard. Come on, Button. Drover and I were still soaking up the warmth of the stove. We weren't quite ready to leave, see? Leonard came towards us.
Time to leave, doggies,
he said with a smile. Then the smile slipped, and he said under his breath,
get out of here, you idiots.
We left the store and joined Slim out on the sidewalk. He was standing there with his armload of presents and watching the snowflakes come down. Well, broke again. Sure hope Miss Viola likes her galoshes. Behind us, Leonard locked the door, drew the blinds, and turned off the light.